Last week we discussed the Gemara Chav Beis on the days where the Gemara had presents a machlokes hatanoim regarding the heter echal nefesh. Rashi and the Mishnah and Chav Beis on the days refers you to a Gemara in Ksuvas Dabzayinam et Aleph, where the Gemara says, commenting on the pasuk, that you only have a heter to violate a malacha regarding a dova hashava l'chol nefesh, means to cook food or to carry food to the sukkah, if someone wants to carry food to eat in the park or something like that on yontiv. So that's called oichol nefesh. But if the person wants legam mugmer, he wants to burn bisamim in order to enjoy the pleasant aroma, so that's a malacha. Gemara explained that when you put the bisamim, the mugmer, on top of the coal, so it's a double malacha. It's mechabe and mavir. The Gemara is going to say that there's a third malach also, mechabe and mavir, are two malachas on the level of deraisa. Then there's a third, I don't know if it's going to be deraisa. Mechabe is only deraisa if you make charcoal and it's a malach at tzricha legufa. If you plan to use the charcoal, Mustami, he doesn't plan to use any charcoal here, so it's not going to be a malach at deraisa mechabe, but at least there's such a thing exists on the list of the lamitas malachas, there's mechabe and mavir. Then there's a third malacha of makabah patish that the Gemara says, if a person, let's say a woman puts perfume in her clothing, to put perfume on the face is mutter, but to put perfume in the clothing is an iser of moilid reyach. What's wrong with moilid reyach? That's considered misakin mona. That's considered as if the begodim were incomplete, and now by putting in the reyach it becomes more complete. So the marshal, the Shulchan Aruch has, based on this Gemara, let's say, on Sukkot, someone has an esrog and he wants to wrap it around with the fuzz to protect it from getting from the pitim breaking, from getting scratched. So if you put it in the fuzzy material that never had an esrog sitting in it, then the esrog has a reyach, pleasant reyach, and the esrog reyach will enter into any oranges or any lemons like that, have a pleasant reyach, and that reyach will go into the fuzzy material. So that's also an issur of moilid reyach, that you're not allowed to do that. So the Gemara says here, when you burn mugmer on coals, there are three malachas. There's mechabe, when you put the mugmer on the coal, so it may be that that coal is burning, and if you put enough mugmer on, you may cause the flame to go out temporarily. Ultimately, what will happen is that the mugmer, the particles of incense, will catch flame and they will start burning. So you'll do mechabe on the coal for a period of time, then havare on the mugmer, and then also it'll give a reach tov into the coals. Into the coals, I mean, it's not the same as a beged. The beged, if you put a reach tov into the beged, so it's meaningful, it's significant. The reach tov into the fuzz that you wrap around the estrogs, it's a little bit meaningful, also not too meaningful. Yeah, it's a dov shenim kam, but they assume it's a psik reshe. It's a creation because it's a vadois that the reach will go into the fuzz. Even though you're not going to use the fact that the fuzz has the begadim have a reach tov, so the person walks around with a reach tov, so that's what they want. But the fuzz has reach tov is a halach libud. He doesn't care. What do you get out of it? It's a ganzen useless. And over here also, the reach tov goes from the mugmer into the coal. So what's he going to use already? The coals, the reach tov, the coals are going to use it for something. Nonetheless, the Gemara considers this a problem. So this is the din that Rashi quoted from Ksubas, Dav Zayin Amanal. Rashi is on Chav Beis, and the Beis quoted from the Gemara in Ksubas. The Gemara doesn't have a Mishnah there in Ksubas, Gemara quotes a Braisa. Acha Sheyach L'chol Nefesh, Dav HaShav L'chol Nefesh, to the exclusion of Mugmer, that you're not allowed to violate a Malacha. Let's say, you want to open up a bottle of perfume and smell on Yom Tov. You don't say, well, it's not Shav L'chol Nefesh, he wants to put perfume on his face. There's no Malacha. What's the problem? If a person wants to chew tobacco, which is not a dov hashav l'chol nefesh, some people do it because they enjoy it. It's not achilah. So there's nothing wrong with enjoying pleasures on yontav that are not shav l'chol nefesh. The only time there's a problem is you want to do a malacha. If you want to do a malacha, and the tzorich is not for oichol nefesh, but rather for dov she'ena shav l'chol nefesh, that's when the Gemara Ksuba says you're not allowed to. And that's the machlokes. So first the Gemara presents over here, kilo, it's a machlokes atanoim. The Gemara presents it as if this was a machlokes between Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim. Are you permitted to violate a malacha for the purpose of dov she'ena shav l'chol nefesh or not? Then the Gemara comes to the conclusion that it's not halacha lemaisa, we pass from that it's not permissible. And the Gemara says because you have these two or three malachas, you have the mechabe, and you have the mavir, and you have the moilid reya. Right. The Pnei Yeshua in Masecha Shabbos, we mentioned Pnei Yeshua in the third parak in Kira. Right. No, not everybody. He says there's a Taisvis there in Perakira where Taisvis defines what does it mean Shavu L'chol Nefesh, what does it mean Davar Sheino Shavu L'chol Nefesh. Taisvis says it doesn't matter whether more than 50% of the population enjoy this pleasure or less than 50%. He said that's not the issue. Taisvis seems to say the definition is it lirefua, is it something that's healthy, or is it l'tainik b'alma? If it's only l'tainik b'alma, then it's Davar Sheino Shavu L'chol Nefesh. But if it's lirefua, if it's something that people do because it's healthy for the body, that's called Shavu L'chol Nefesh, even if hardly anybody does it. And if it's l'tainik, even if everybody does it, then it wouldn't be permissible. So the Pnei Yeshua writes that in his lifetime they used to smoke to help digestion. So even though hardly anybody smoked, it was less than 50% of the population. But since they thought that they were doing it, I don't know what kind of smoking they did, they felt that they were doing it to help digest the food in their stomachs. So that's called Oichal Nefesh, that's called the Briyas Aguf. So that is called Dovah HaShavu L'chol Nefesh. If that is the correct definition, so then Bizmanazeh, even if it would turn out that way more than 50% of the population smokes, but since the Surgeon General has determined that it's absolutely not healthy for your health, so then for sure it should be Dovah Sheinu Shavu L'chol Nefesh. It's only the tiny Manish, it's not all the Briyas. It should be also to smoke during the weekdays also. The Surgeon General says that. You're not allowed to commit suicide. Doesn't only mean you're not allowed to do something that you'll drop dead on the spot. If a person does something, let's say a person is overweight, and the doctors say overweight is going to die earlier than otherwise. If it were the case that anyone who's overweight dies earlier than otherwise, it would be an issa deraisa. That's called suicide. It would be an issa deraisa to eat potato chips and popcorn and drink so much soda. Because the doctors say you're going to die early. The only thing is, whoever knows, there are fat people that live forever and skinny people that die get heart attacks. Nothing is told is that it's there. But smoking, Taka.
It's true, it's unstoppable. That one won't condemn it because he says it goes, you don't know for sure. It keeps going and, you know, it's a slow process. And some people die, some don't. He didn't want to answer it.
I don't know. Moshe quotes Shemir Psoim Hashem, right? That's a different thing. Shemir Psoim Hashem means, and the Gemara means the following. The Gemara says in the end of the first parak in Ksubas that when it comes to Safik Sakana, let's say someone feels sick on Shabbos, and you don't know, maybe he has to go, maybe something serious, he may or may not have to go to the hospital. So do you go Basar Roif to say what is the likelihood? The likelihood is that he doesn't really need a doctor. The likelihood is that he's going to die anyway. Let's say he's so sick, he's probably going to die even if we take him to the hospital. He'll probably die in the ambulance. The likelihood is that he doesn't even need a doctor, let's say. So the Gemara says you're not allowed to go Basar Roif as long as there's a slight chance, as long as there's a slight miyuta de miyuta, a chance that by being Mechal Shabbos, or by taking care of it, you'll save the person's life. You have to be choshish for the miyut also. So then the Gemara has a din, and that halacha that you don't go bust the rives, and then the Gemara has a din. But let's say a person has an ingrown toenail on Shabbos. So once in a while, reading the newspaper, someone died from an ingrown toenail. They got blood poisoning. So every time a person has an ingrown toenail, he rushes to the emergency ward on Shabbos because he may die. He doesn't rush to the emergency ward on the weekdays. So what should he rush on Shabbos to be mechal Shabbos for? So the klal in the Gemara is that Shemir Psoim Hashem, whenever the minhag olam is that people are not concerned, people are not worried about it, then it's not called a Safek Sakana. But if it's such a type of a Safek that people are concerned about it, it's high enough percentage that people are concerned about it, so then it's called a Safek Sakana. So the Pashtus, all the classical Poskim, Rav Chaim Moshe quotes earlier Poskim, the Taras Chesed, and many others, they all say the same thing, that when do you say this klal of Shemir Psoim Hashem, that it all depends, are you concerned, are you not concerned? That's only if it's less than 50% of the Safek Sakana. It's only a miyut of the Safek Sakana. But what if it's mamish 50-50 or more? Then it doesn't help if you're a daredevil. The guy's going to jump off the Empire State Building without a parachute, and he's going to say, Shai, he's not afraid. Shemir Psoim Hashem is not afraid, he's not nervous. he'll find some grass to bounce on. So this is the Hameshugana. So you don't say Shema Pesachim Hashem. This is Mamash Hameshugana. That's all the classical person say. So Rav Moshe, I don't know why, Rav Moshe writes, he has a tshuva about birth control. The Gemara talks about Shema Pesachim Hashem in the context of birth control. Rav Moshe in his tshuva, rejects this idea. So this tshuva also, Rav Moshe in his tshuva about birth control doesn't like that. He says, even if it is 50-50, even if it's a real suffix sakon, if people are not concerned about it, then it's not called the suffix sakon. It's a hapella. So that's why he writes in this tshuva about the smoking, and even though the Surgeon General has ascertained that it's a real suffix sakana, but since people are not nervous about it, it doesn't matter. All the classical poskim, ten major traditional poskim from Europe, from the last 2 centuries, write not so. They write whenever it's a 50-50 suffix sakana or more, then you don't say Shema Pesachim Hashem, that's only on a suffix of a miyut. Then it depends whether there are cloud people are concerned or not, and sometimes they say it all depends whether you're concerned. If you're nervous, then it's called the suffix sakana. If you're not nervous, not considered a suffix sakana.
How do you establish 50% or not?
Let's say smoking. If a person smokes a pack a day, so the doctors say that's a real suffix sakana. I would think so. If a person smokes heavily, so the doctors would say that's a 50-50 suffix sakana. He's going to die earlier than otherwise. So then it doesn't help the fact that he's not worried and the whole world is not worried. So they're all meshuggah. So all the people are committing suicide. That's a real suffix sakana. That's what he wants to mention. The Chazanish Paskin based on the Chafetz Chaim. He told over the story that two Balabatim asked the Chafetz Chaim in Lodz. Two Balabatim asked the Chafetz Chaim the same Shaila. That the people said the Jews were not making so much parnasa. Place in the 1910s or something like that, and they were very concerned that there was a lot of anti-Semitism, and there may come a day that they'll have to run for their lives, and they didn't even think they had enough money to pay for a train trip to leave. In case there'll be a suffix sakana, how will he even be able to pay for a trip to get out of the sakana, to go to another country? So they asked the Chafetz Chaim, are they allowed to take a job to be Michal Shabbos, whereby they'll make more money, so that in case there'll be enough anti-Semitism, they'll be able to run away. So the Chafetz Chaim asked the first, each Balabasi asked on a different occasion. So one Balabasi asked, are you personally concerned? Are you nervous about it? Are you afraid? So he said, yeah. So he said, you're allowed to take a job to Mimchal Shabbos and put the money away to prepare yourself. Then he asked, a week later, a year later, whatever, another Balabasi asked the same Shaila. So he asked him, are you personally afraid? He says, no, he's not worried. But other people say like that. People say that such a thing may happen. He personally thinks that it's far-fetched, he's not concerned. So he said, if you're not concerned, then it's Shema Pesachim Hashem, then it's not considered a suffix sakana. So that was what the Chafetz Chaim said over when he lived in Eretz Yisrael already, and they were bombing the Chazanish, mm-hmm. said over the Pesach of the Chafetz Chaim that the Germans were bombing near Eretz Yisrael, or in Eretz Yisrael, and they heard from a distance that there were bombs going off, so they wanted to know, years ago they didn't have radar. So the airplanes would attack at night in the dark, so they only saw that there was a city when the lights were on. If you don't have any lights on, they didn't know that there was a city. In fact, I remember as a little child in Reading, when I was growing up, so they used to have practice air raids. So they used to, whenever there would be an air raid, so you had to turn out all the lights. And if there were no lights, then they assumed that in case there'll be, in Tim Slim, there'll be a German airplane dropping bombs, so they won't be able to find where the city is. And whoever didn't turn out the lights, so the police went around, they gave penalties. So sometimes this would be on Friday night. So, of course, the Orthodox Jews didn't turn off the lights, so they want to give you a penalty for not turning off the lights, even though the whole thing was just a practice, but you had a practice. So that's what they asked the Chafetz Chaim, are they allowed to turn off the lights on Leil Shabbos if they hear bombing from a distance? Are they permitted to turn? When is it considered a suffix sakana and when is not? How does he have Ruach HaKodesh? How is he going to know when it's called a suffix sakana? So the Chazanish said, it depends. If anybody in the village is nervous, you can't say whoever is nervous should turn off the lights, whoever's not nervous should leave the lights on. What does it help? They're going to drop a bomb, the whole village will be destroyed. So he said, if anybody in the whole village is nervous, then it's called a suffix sakonic. Even though it's less than 50-50. They thought that the chance that the airplanes would come closer toward the Yerushalayim, come closer to their moshav, were far-fetched. So he said, if anyone in the whole village is concerned about it, then it has the status of a suffix sakana. Everybody has to turn off the lights on Friday night. And if no one is concerned, so Masa, then they're not mechuyif to be concerned about it. That's the klal of Shem Epsayim Hashem. So the Pashto says, like all the classical Pashtim say, whenever there's a real suffix sakana 50-50, so then it doesn't up that you say, well, everybody does it, no one's concerned about it, no one's worried. So that's why the smoking today, the Pashto, it should be forbidden to smoke even on the weekdays because it's a suffix sakana. Was it helped Hashem Epsayim Hashem? But it's been ascertained that people are going to die earlier if they smoke heavily. Anyway, getting back over here. So the Gemara brought out the three prohibitions that are involved in putting. You have to have a malacha. If there's no malacha, you have to smell perfume. You're allowed to have hanoah sa'olam hazeh, even if it's hanoah that's not shavah l'chol nefesh. There's nothing wrong with having hanoah on yontif by davar she'eino shavah l'chol nefesh. The issue is, are you permitted to do a malacha on yontif for the purpose of a davar she'eino shavah l'chol nefesh? So that's the machlokes hatanoim, and the maskana we paskin that it's not permissible. So the Gemara raised the issue. There are three malachas involved here. So there's one opinion in the Gemara here on the last line of Chav Beis and Beis going over to Chav Gimel Amanal. Omer Rav Yehuda, the Amora. The Amora Rav Yehuda says, I'll tell my opinion is like this. Agabi Gacheles, also to put Mugmer on top of Gacheles, that to burn, that's forbidden. Agabi Cheres, Mutter. Why? Why is there a difference between Agabi Gacheles as opposed to Agabi Cheres? So Rashi says on the bottom, Agabi Gacheles, it's both Mechabe and Mavir. So then it's forbidden. There's no heter, davish and shavu chal nefesh. Al gabi cheres, there's no mechaber, there's only mavir. So then it's mutter. Why? It makes a difference whether it's one malacha, two malachas. Why, even if it's only one malacha, it should also be osir if it's davish and shavu chal nefesh. So Rashi says no. There's no kibuy at all, and the havar is only kalacha yad. So this samaira, Rabbi Yehuda, is of the opinion that to do a malacha deraisa. To do a malacha deraisa for a davish and a shavu chal nefesh, that you're not allowed to do. But to do a malacha derabbanon on behalf of a davish and a shavu chal nefesh, that is permissible to do. So that's why he says that the havar is only kalacha yad. That's how Rashi learns. The havar that you do is kalacha yad. Why in the world is it kalacha yad?
There's no flame to it.
Huh?
There's no flame.
Let's say he puts it on a burning hot cheres and it starts burning. So why isn't that havar a mamish? Why is it kalacha yad? What if he throws it with his left hand, it's kalacha yad? He puts it with his right hand. He takes a jar of psalmim, of mugmer, and he opens it up and he pours it out with the right hand. What the Gemara goes, he pours it with the left hand, he pours it with the right hand. So why is
it?
Why is it not normal?
It's not on
cheres. Because it's not normal. I mean, the normal way is to put it on coals. No way is to put it on coals. The whole surah is not normal. Okay. So that's how Rashi learns that to do a malacha de rabbanon for davar she'eino shel nefesh is permissible. Only a malacha de raisa is also. Tosis is not happy with Rashi's pshat. Why should you distinguish between a malacha de raisa and a malacha de rabbanon? If davar she'eino shel nefesh, if mugmer is not a heter to violate a malacha, so why should it make a difference de raisa de rabbanon? So that's what prompted Tosis to give the pshat based on the Yerushalmi that we mentioned last week. That the Yerushalmi presented the machlokes hatanoim. Why does the Chumash single out l'sevareish b'chomash v'sechem b'yayim haShabbos? You have to go the 39 malachas on Shabbos. Why does he single out havara? Said the Bavli, they quote that's a machlokes hatanoim is havara lechalak yotzos, or is havara lelav yotzos. Havara lechalak yotzos means that havara was singled out and mikanat alomi l'chol lametes malachas. Each one is lechalak yotzos. Means a person. If a person is Mechal Shabbos b'meizid, he's chayv koris. So therefore, if a person Mechal Shabbos b'shogeg, he's chayv chatos. Because you have to be Mechal Shabbos from A to Z. He has to violate all 39 of his malachas b'shogeg in order to be chayv chatos. So that's halacha lachalik yotzos. If he violates one malacha, he's already chayv chatos. There's one pshat lachalik yotzos. Then there's another pshat lachalik yotzos. They're both correct. They're both Rashi in different places writes two pshat. Another pshat lachalik yotzos. What if the person who was Mechal Shabbos B'Shogeg, he did five different malachas? So do you say, if he only does one malacha, it's chayv one chatas. If he does five malachas, it's also only chayv one chatas. No, if he did five malachas, behel emechod, it's chayv al kolachas v'yachas. And that's why the Mishnah Shabbos says, of his malachas, abayim chasar rach, the Mishnah gives you the number, the 39. Rabbi Yechanan asks, minyon alamali, why does the Mishnah have to give you the number? So he says to teach us that if he violates all 39 the Hela Mechod, he's chayv 39 chatos. So that's lechalik yotzos. If your own havara was singled out, lechalik, mikanat alami lechal alametas malachas, that each one is lechalik, chiluk malachas l'shabbos, he's chayv 39 chatos. Then there's nothing unusual about havara. Mikanat alami lechal alametas malachas. Havara is same as everything else. But one Tana says no. Lachalek we know from a different pasuk somewhere else. The also meyachas mehena achas shehi heina heina shehi achas. You learn how it's possible to do many malachas and sometimes you have one chata, sometimes you have many chatos. I learned that from the drasha meyachas mehena. That's in Vayikra. So why does it say over here loisavareish b'chol mashrusech b'yom haShabbos to tell you that there's no misa and there's no kores on havar, that it's lower than the other. There are 38 malachas and havar is a different misa. Havar doesn't have kores, havar doesn't have misa. So psochim, that's a machloikis harishonim on the Gemara psochim. According to the Tana who says havar alalab yotzes doesn't mean it's talking about a malacha. There are only 38 malachas and havar is a psan misa like shvises behemto. It's a different misa. Like Tchumen, if your Tchumen is derais, it's a different Issa. It's not that there are 40 malachas, that Tchumen is noch a malacha. Even according to the Tana Rabbi Akiva, who thinks that the Issa Tchumen is an Issa derais, it's a separate Issa. It's not one of the Lamatas of his malachas. And so the big machlokes of Rishonim is, malachas carry over from Shabbos to Yontif, but Zaytigit prohibitions do not necessarily carry over. Let's say, according to the Tana who says that Tchumen is an Issa derais, or Rabbi Akiva Shita, that Tchumen is an Issa derais. So there's a group of Rishonim who insist that's only on Shabbos, not on Yom Tov. Not everything. Or Shvises Behemto. Many Rishonim say Shvises Behemto is a special pasuk in Aseres Adibros. Lasas Kamloch Atavincha Behemtecha. Behemtecha is only Shvises Behemto is only on Shabbos. There's no pasuk on Yom Tov, and it doesn't carry over automatically. What carries over from Shabbos to Yom Tov is Malachas, because it says Kamalachas Avayda Loisas. You're not allowed to do Malachas on Yom Tov unless it's Lutzarech Hachal Nefesh. So that's a machlekes there in Psochem Daf Hamid Beis. The Gemara says, according to the Tanner who thinks that Havara, Lalav Yatzos, it may have ramifications for Yontif. What can be the ramifications? So Tosis has two pshatim. One pshat in Tosis is, if you hold Lalav Yatzos, there are only 38 malachas. Havara is a separate Issa like Shvises Behemto, like Tchumen, and it doesn't carry over at all on Yontif. That's what Tosis here quotes HaYerushalmi. The top Tosis quotes the Yerushalmi in Perek Nishilin, later in Beitzah, that says the Pharisee like that. Basically, the Amsachim Daf Hem and Beis has 2 days about this. The Rav used to like to talk about this topic. He used to say the Shagas Aryeh disagrees with that Taisa. Then Chaschina quotes the Shagas Aryeh who disagrees with that day in Taisa. Taisa says one day, this day. But there Amsachim they have both days. So here it's the only one day in Taisa that if you hold Havar Lav Yotzos, there are really only 38 Malachas. And Havar is a separate Issa like Tchumen. So he said the Shagas Aryeh didn't like that. Then Chaschina quotes Shagas Aryeh doesn't like that at all. What kind of wild idea is that? No, there are 39 malachas, and one of the malachas has a couple of kulas. That you're not chayv misa, you're not chayv koris, you're not chayv chatas. But how can you say that it's not a malacha at all? Of course it's a malacha. You need malachas machshavis, you need a malacha tzvicha legufa, you need the davar hamiskavin, all the rules and regulations that govern all the malachas. Everything applies to havara also. How can you have such a wild idea that it's a separate isa? But that's what Tosis here says from the Yerushalmi. If you hold havara, Lelav Yotzos, it does not carry over to Yontif, and on Yontif is Hetagoma, that's called Ner Shalav Tola. A person lights an air, absolutely useless. He's not going to use the Malacha at all. Just lights a candle, but he's not going to use it all. So Yishalmi says that it depends whether he holds Havar Lelav Yotzos, Havar Lechalik Yotzos. He holds Havar Lelav Yotzos, there are 38 Malachas in Nocha Nisa Tzugachepit, and that Tzugachepit to Isa doesn't carry over to Yontif, and it's Hetagoma. How do we pass him? So Yishalmi says, like Tessa or like Tishri, don't paskin lahokela and don't paskin lahachmer. In other words, it sounds like it's really mutter. It's really mutter. But there's no mitzvah lefarsim. You have to tell the balabatim. That is mutter. Not mechiv to tell all the hetera. That's what some rabbanim say. The balabatim will not lame this now. Alzalts is mutter. You have to tell the balabatim when you have to be meir anisa. So if you can't tell anisa, it's not really osa. If you hold havar lalav yatzos, you can't. It's not true. But you have to tell him the heta, not mechiv to be mefarsim the heta.
How does it apply here to the Mogman?
So if by putting the Mugmar on top of a coal, you'll be accomplishing both Havara and Kibui. So Havara doesn't exist, that doesn't bother me. That would be Hetagoma, but the Kibui is the problem. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda says, to put Mugmar on Agachelos is also because of the Kibui. But to put Mugmar on Gabi Acheres where there's no Kibui at all, the only issue is Havara. Havara is not a Malacha, it's Hetagoma, there's no problem. There's no Aveira in enjoying life on, there's no prohibition against enjoying life on Yontif. The prohibition is to do a Malacha on Yontif that's for Dov Shein Shavu L'Chol Nefesh. But if you hold that Havara is not a Malacha at all, then it doesn't pose any problem.
Kippur is a bigger problem than Havara.
And Kippur is a bigger problem. That's what we pointed out last week. You see from the Tosfos, you see from the Gemara also, Gemara increases the Rashash quoted, that even though you, even if you say Havara, Lelav Yotzos, that Kippur has Koris, and Kippur has Misa, and Kippur has Chatos, and the whole works. The Rashash quoted Sher Besori, the Alfei Menashe, Menashe Ilya, was a relative of his. He was a big genius, a contemporary of the Vilna Gaon. He used to say always Vilna Zach. So Menashe Ilya Gezach writes in his sefer that he's Mesupik. Where if you hold Havara Lachalak, Lalav Yotzas, what about Kibui? Is it twin Malachas that Kibui goes together or not? So the Rasha says, you see from the Yerushalmi does not go together. Kibui is more Chomer than Havara. And then he quotes up Babli, increases. You see also, the Gemara says, one who is Mechata Begecholim is in violation of both Mechaba and Mavir. So Mechaba and Mavir, let's say on Shabbos, he's Mechata Begecholim, he violated two Malachas B'Shegek. So is he Chayb one Chatos or is he Chayb two Chatos? So should be Chayb two Chatos. Why should he Chayb one Chatos? So the Babli has a machloikas hatana in two prices. So the Gemara says in the Babli increases and was bashteita machloikas. So the Gemara says the machloikas is whether Havara is lalav yotzes or not. If Havara lalav yotzes, then there's no kores, then there's no chatos. But for the kibui, you are chayv chatos. Chayv achas for the kibui. And the price that says chayv shtein, because that price holds Havara is lechalak yotzes, not lalav. So chayv chatos on both on Havara and on kibui. So that's what the Rashash points out in Masech HaShabbos. Here, he refers, he tells you to look what he wrote in Masech Shabbos Dafayin Gimel. That both the Babli and Yerushalmi say the same thing. They both coincide. They say that even though Havara is Lelav Yatzos, but Kibui is a full-fledged, bona fide Malacha, and his relative made a mistake. I mean, Ashil, you made a mistake. A genius. But he made a mistake in writing this suffix. It's Mefurish and the Rishonim, but Furish and the Gemaris, that only Havara is weaker. But Kibui is a full-fledged Malacha. Yeah. Rabbi Omar, Gabi Cheres Namia, this is interesting. Rabbi Omar, Rabbi says, Agabi Cheres Nami Yosser, it's forbidden to put Mugmer even on top of Cheres. So Rashi said, the reason why it's Mutar Agabi Cheres is because it's a Malacha Kalacha Yad, it's only the Rabbanon. So there's the Halacha that you're not allowed to violate a Malacha on Yontif, Litzarech, Hanoah, Shein Shav, Lechol Nefesh, is only Malacha Deraisa. Malacha de Rabbanon you may violate. So Rabbi says, in principle, in theory, I would have agreed with Rabbi Yudith, but the reason why I forbid it is because of Moilid Reach. So Moilid Reach is also only Midirabbonon. Moilid Reach is only Makaba Patish Midirabbonon. So if he says, I would have agreed with Rabbi Yudith, Al Gabi Cheres, it should have been Mutter. So if he say like Tosis, we understand. Tosis says, the reason why Al Gabi Cheres Mutter is because there isn't a Kibbutz, there's only Havara Lalav Yotzes. Havara is not an Isser at all. There's Mamish no Isser. But if there would be some Issa de Rabbanon, there wouldn't be a heter to violate that Issa de Rabbanon Mishum. According to Taisus, the Gemara reads well. But according to Rashi, Rabbi says like this, I would have agreed with what Rabbi Yudah said, Agabi Cheres should have been Mutter, if the only problem would have been Havara, would have been Mutter, because it's Kalach Yad, it's Aide Shinui. And a de Rabbanon Yamatir Mishum Dobashem Neshav Elochal Nevesh. But what can I do? It's a problem on Moilid Reach. No, Moilid Reach is also only Midir Rabbanon. How does Rashi read the Gemara? Moilid Reach is not an Issa Deraisa. Moilid Reach is only the Rabbanon. I think. See, you have to clearly, according to Rashi, you have to distinguish between the various the Rabbanons. Rabbi spoke many times about that. The prohibitions Midir Rabbanon, sometimes they're Malochis Midir Rabbanon, sometimes they're Xeris Midir Rabbanon. So Moilid Reach is a Makaba Patris the Rabbanon. Rashi says, Korvul Loisa Malocha Chadosha. He's like creating a new thing. Creating a new thing like the Alamites, Malachas Menatar, and this is a 40th Malach of the Rabbanon. You're not allowed to create. Why? Not exactly. You're bringing the Raya from Me'ila. Other Rabbi Gemara says, Kol Mariv Reach, Rabbi Shulman Ben Levi says. Kol Marech Eimem Shomila. So the Gemara qualifies it, not so fast. The Gemara says, Kol, if you listen to the beautiful music the Levim are playing in the Beis Hamikdash in conjunction with the Korbanos, that's not a violation of Me'ila, even though they're using Klisharis. And Marech, I look at a beautiful painting that belongs to Hegdash that they want to auction off to the highest bidder, and I stand and I have Hanoah just looking at it. So Marech is Eimbo Mamish, there's no Me'ila. Reach, the Gemara says, is Yeshbo Mamish. The reason why there's no Me'ila by Rech is only Lachash by Ktoris, Lachash Shetala
Timrasa.
Lachi shetala timrasa because ain lecha davar shenasis mitzvasa in moelim boy. Let's say you have ktores before you used it for the mitzvah. And someone, and it's an open container. Not that he walks over and he smells it like this. He happens to be passing by, and he smells the pleasant aroma. So the Gemara says there is me'ilah. There is me'ilah in Reyach. Only by the ktores after they burnt it. Lach shenasis mitzvasa. After you burnt it already, then the Gemara says there's no me'ilah. But adarab, Reyach is considered yeshba mamish. Kol amara is ema mamish. That's why it's strange. That's what Avelvel asked the kasha. He doesn't understand. Rav Elvel and the Shurma on Krisis says that Kash. That's a Gemara Psachim and a Gemara Krisis. Rav Shurma Levi says three things he puts together. Kol Marav Reach Ein Bei Mishum Meila. So it comes out from the Maskana. They're not the same. Kol Marav is because Ein Mamamish and Reach is in ganz in a different reason because Ein Lachadovish and Asis Mitzvos and Meila Boy. And if the Ktor is before they burnt it, Kodim Shetalatim Rasai, then there would be Meila. So what does he put it together with Kol Marav? That's Rav Elvel's Kash. But it really is, Reach is considered Yeshba Mamish. So I think over here the Pashta says that you have to distinguish, according to Rashi, you have to distinguish between a Malacha Derabbanan and a Gzera Derabbanan. Moilid is considered a Malacha Derabbanan. But if you violate a Malacha Deraisi Kalacha Yad, why is it that it's Mutam in Atayra? Because it's a lack of Malachas Machshevis. It's a lack of Malachas Machshevis, so you can't call it a Malacha Derabbanan either. What did the Torah prohibit on Shabbos and Yom Tov? Malachas? No, the Torah prohibited malachas machshevis. Just to do a malacha that's lacking machshevis is not a malacha. It's not that malachas are us. Malachas machshevis is us. The pasuk malachas machshevis really says by Asiyas HaMishkan, when they built the Mishkan. But the Gemara always learns out all the dinim of malachas Shabbos from malachas HaMishkan. Because the whole Yafus is from the Mishkan. It says, it's a mitzvah to build a Mishkan, but you're not allowed to build a Mishkan on Shabbos because whatever was necessary, all activities that were needed in building the Mishkan constituted malach. Sachta b'mishkan hashiva, korelia, whatever was needed in the Mishkan. So that's how we define what's in malach. And by the Mishkan, it uses that expression, malachas machshevis. So that's how we know that by Shabbos, it's not that malachas are forbidden, malachas machshevis is forbidden. So if you do a malach, kalacha yad, it's mutam in atar because it's lacking malachas machshevis. So you can say, min atar, it's not a malach, but there are abundance of malach. How can it be a malach, but there are abundance? Sofkosav is still not malachas machshevis. So the answer is that by kalacha yad, it's a gzera derabbanan. It's not even a malacha derabbanan. It's a gzera derabbanan. It's a gzera derabbanan, a lighter. So that's what Rashi says. Rashi learns pshat. Tezit doesn't agree, but Rashi learns pshat to throw the mugmer on top of cheres is kalacha yad. That's only a gzera derabbanan. So that's muta b'makom hanuash enishav l'chol nefesh. But to be moiled reach, that's already a malacha midrabbanon. So that you're not matir. Malacha midrabbanon, you're not matir for hanoshe neshav lechal nefesh. But a gzeira midrabbanon, that you can be matir.
What's a shinoi? What's a shinoi? But they have order.
Why is it a shinoi? Apparently Rashi, that's what they point out. Apparently Rashi thinks that the shinoi normal is to put it on coal. To put it on a cheres, the whole thing is abnormal.
It's a in the mice in the pu'ula that person does it in a different way, not in the test itself.
It's also kalacha yad. They're both kalacha yad.
They have a fire in one place. The other one doesn't have a flame.
Rabbi Yosef picked up on this theme of Moilid Reach. Schufi kasa ashirai b'yoy matovo osa. Someone has a cup, a becher, that's mavusam. It has a fragrant aroma. Let's say you have an esrog. And you want to put this esrog or this kli up psalmin box. You want to put your psalmin box to wrap the psalmin box with some cloth on top so that the cloth should smell from this fragrant aroma. So he says, that you're not allowed to do. My time, mishim de kol moel reach. There's a prohibition to the moel reach in begodim on Shabbos and Yom Tov. It's an isa de rabbanon. Rashi writes, this is probably a malocha, Rashi writes. It's like a 50th malacha. Either he holds that it's part of Makabah Patish, or it's a 50th malacha, the 40th malacha. There are 39 malachas min HaTorah, and then there's a 40th malacha min Rabbanah D'Hayla to create anything. It's such a Gemara Shabbos, you're not allowed to take snow and crush it in your hand and cause it to melt, or to take ice cubes and cause it to melt. So in that Gemara, there's a machlokes Rashi and the Rambam, what's the prohibition? So the Rambam and the Mechaber writes it straight like the Rambam. It's like squeezing out, like you're not allowed to squeeze out olives or grapes. Schita. So this looks like schita. It's that's how the Mechaber writes it. Simishin Chof and the Rambam writes like that. It's Midirabban on the Marisayin of Schita. And Rashi doesn't learn like that at all. Rashi learns because you're molded, because you're changing the state from a solid to a liquid, is molded, that's what you're not allowed to do. And then after you meet it with Chop, let's say you want to make ice cubes. You want to make Faket, you want to make from a liquid into a solid. So would that be forbidden or not? So according to the Rambam, that the reason why you're not allowed to squeeze the snow or the ice cube is because of it looks like schita. So the other direction, there's no schita. What could be wrong? Well, what's already going to be the gzeira? Binyan, that could be. Some poskim held that it's binyan. Some held that it's binyan deraisa. Okay, there may be a different malacha, right? But there won't be this issa. It'll be a different issa. But according to Rashi, that it's molded because you're changing the state from a solid to a liquid. So then if you change from a liquid to a solid, there should be what to prohibit. There should be what to asa. So that's what Ramosha has a truth about that. Is it permissible to put water into the freezer to make ice cubes? So Moshe writes, we can't asa it. He makes the cheshbon, according to Rashi, it should be an isa, a moilet. And according to the Rambam, maybe not, unless you consider a bona. He doesn't talk about the bona. He only considers maybe it should be molded, according to Rashi. So he says, even though there's room to aser, but he says that in Europe, the minig in many places was that they used to make pacha. And had to make pacha, it was a liquidy thing, and they would put it in the basement where there was no, there was cool, there was no heat there, and it used to become congealed, it used to become a gel. So he says, they used to do it in Europe, so what are we going to be more tzaddikim if the minig always was lahakel, to take a liquid and to make it into a solid, solidified, by putting it in a cool location? So who had the nami? That's what he says, used to put on Friday night.
Friday night, yeah.
I was never there. He says that they used to put on Friday night into the cool place in the basement. So he says that's the same as making ice cubes. So whatever the hezbah for the pacha is, that's the hezbah for the ice cubes.
I know, but in my time, they had
the pacha. The person is going to make ice cubes because he wants to use it after Shabbos.
But I saw it small.
That's probably a problem of achana. Yeah, that's a problem of achana. Even if there's no malach involved at all in making ice cubes, that's already how fun.
If you make, I can understand maybe a little easier to make on Friday afternoon because you used up everything and you need it for Shabbos for lunch.
That's what he writes. He says we can't prohibit making ice cubes because in Europe the minhag was lahakel, to make things become solidified. But to make ice cubes from the Tzoy Shabbos, I think Rav Moshe would also agree that that's achana, that you're not allowed to do. That's like setting up a table and chairs for a malava malka, that you're not allowed to even though there's no malocha at all. Achana beli malocha is also forbidden. Yeah, that the Gemara says is mutter. The Gemara only says you're not allowed to take ice or snow and crush it with your hands, but to put the ice or the snow or the ice cube into a bowl of water and let it melt away over there, that the Gemara says is permissible. So that's a machlekes rishonim. Why is it permissible? So some say it depends whether it's biadayim or not biadayim. Whenever it's not biadayim, they never made this issa. So then to put the water in the freezer is also not biadayim. You put it in the freezer and you walk away. You're not doing anything biadayim. And others say, no, it's not really the heter of putting an ice cube in hot tea, let's say, is going to melt away there. Let's say the tea is too hot. So you want to take an ice cube, put it in, it's clear that it's going to melt it. So it's a cliché, so it's not mavashal, there's no problem. A bishal, just a shaylif and melting the ice cube. So the Gemara says, you're allowed to. So some Rishonim say, the reason why it's mutter is not so much because it's not done via daim, it's done the mele, but rather because it's not nikir. When I do it with my hands, so you see the whole solid just melted and became a liquid. Here, I put the ice cube, I put the snow into a cup of tea, and the whole thing melted into the tea. So it's not oimid b'fnei atzma. But the fact that you did it shelo b'yadayim, that's not grounds for the heter. So let's say I'll take ice cubes out from the freezer and I'll put them in a bowl. I want to have a drink of ice cold water. So I'll take ice cubes from the freezer, put them in a bowl, I'll let them sit for 15 minutes and they'll all melt, and then I'll drink the water. So according to this pshat, that would be forbidden. I'm putting it in a bowl, I diet it, that it should melt. So even though it's not done the adayim, that would be us. But according to the other pshat, the reason why it's mutter if you put it in a bowl is because it's not done the adayim. It's only us if you crush it with your hands. The yodov. Ain't you asking us hashelik the adayim? But if it happens the mele, then it's mutter. So then this would also be considered the mele. A big discussion there on the Gemara and Shabbos.
Why did you wear the little aleph, if it's a hoopy cap, like if you're already talking that way?
No, that's the reason for this prohibition is Moilid Reich. So the whole thing is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, the whole statement is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Moilid Reich is also. Beg Makasha Maishnami Molalo Merichbo, the Kotmo Merichbo. If a person has, let's say, some kind of psalmim, and he cracks it open a little bit, and then the Reich comes out from the psalmim, but he rubs it in his hand, and more Reich will come out from the psalmim. So Gemara asks, it says Beferish later. On Daf Lam Gimel on base says the Brisa that that's permissible. Rashi quotes the Tanya Lekamon Bahamevi Bayatib Samim. You permitted Molalo Ben Azboisov to rub it in between your fingers and to get more Reach to come out, or to crack it Kotmo, that more Reach should come out. Why isn't that Molid Reach? Everything more no over there. The thing has Reach anyway. To bring out more Reach than there was before, that's not called Molid Reach. Well, let's say I have the Godim. Let's say I have the Godim that have perfume in them already. Or I have, let's say, the fuzz from the Esro. I used this fuzz for the Esrog all night long. In the morning, I took out the Esrog and I bench Esrog for a couple of hours, going Hoshinus and everything. And now the fuzz around the Esrog has Shvachareya. If I put the Esrog back in, I'll be moiled a little more Reach. So I think Gemara says that's not a malachit. To be moiled a little more Reach. It has already a Reach. When you have no Reach and you make a moiled Reach, that's an Issa
Dirabon.
Yeah, it's not called moiled. Moiled is when it's mamish yesh meyayim, if there's nothing there. So that's who the Gemara answers. The Maishno, and how come it's different from the case of Mordelam Yerichbo, the Kotmam Yerichbo, you bring out more Reach? The Gemara says, no. Hasim Reicham Niyo Yisad, there is already a Reach, Lesufu to come by Yisad. Reicha. He's just adding a little more Reach than there was before. So that's not called Mordelid Reach. Abahacha, Ludi Hu to come by Lid Reach. Here is Mamish doing Yesh Meyai. So what do we have so far? We had the two opinions. What's the din Agabi Cheres? Is there a prohibition to put the Mugma on top of the Cheres? So the first opinion held that it's mutter. Rashi said because it's only kalacha yad, it's not even a malachim d'rabbanan, it's only a gzeira. So b'malachim davasheni shalachan davash is mutter. And Tei says no, it's mutter because it's no malachim. Havaris hat gomer on yontu. Havaris shalot esarach klal is mutter. And the ex-man dama says no, even al gabi cheris is also also because there's another issa. Taka, don't worry about the issa of havare, either like Rashi or like Tei said, that's not a problem. But Agabi Cheres is the issue of Moilid Reach. And then the Gemara quotes, the last Mandama disagrees with everything. Rav Omar, Agabi Cheres Nami Mutter. Not only is a Mutter Agabi Cheres, where all you have is Havara, on top of Agabi Cheres, where you have all three. Where you have Mavir and Mechava and Moilid Reach, all three prohibitions is Nami Mutter. Why? Why is a Mutter? Mida Dehavi Abisra Agumre. What's it called? Bisra Agumre? That's the one, the end of Shabbos that we discussed. You're permitted to broil flesh on Yontif, even putting the steaks directly on the coal. Aye, but it's going to cause mechaber. It's going to cause kibui. To do havara l'tzach hachanavish, we know is mutter on Yontif. That's not a problem. And to do bishul l'tzach hachanavish, we know is mutter also. So the bishul that the steaks get cooked, and the havara that the flame is going to catch onto the meat, and the meat is going to part of it is going to burn. Going to be havara, and part of the coals that were black are going to start burning. Is going to do mechatzah b'kholim. That's also mutter. The tzarech hachal nefesh. It's mutter. But what's going to be with the moilid reach? What's going to be with the kibui in the moilid reach? So the Gemara says that it's mutter. Hachal nefesh is mutter. Hachal nefesh is mutter. Moilid reach in the coals. Is moilid reach in the coals?
From
the mugmer. He says. Rava permits you to put just like by putting steaks on top of coals. There's no prohibition. So who had the nami? Yeah, steaks on top of the coals is probably maybe there's a little more than that. I don't know. Huh? It makes it smell like flesh. I don't know. Anyway, but he says over here to put mugma on top of gachelus, despite the fact that you have all three prohibitions, everything is mutter. Just like bisra gumra is mutter. That's eichal nefesh. So this is also eichal nefesh. Why is this eichal nefesh? What happened to the din of Dov Shein Yishav Lachal Nefesh?
Maybe
it's
the
one. Huh?
Maybe it's the one.
What does Rashi say? What does Rashi say? So Rashi says he's not talking about Mugma. Rav Omar, see the Rashi about 10 lines from the top. Rav Omar, because the Gemara before spoke about Mahu La'ashen Peres.
Yeah.
To put Mugma, huh? To put.
The whole thing is talking about Mahu La'ashen.
The whole sugya is talking about La'ashen Peres?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But the first few mandamrim held that it's forbidden because it's mamish dov sheni shavu l'chol nefesh, and still they found room to be mekel al gabi cheres. Yeah. And Rava goes back to the original opinion. No, the whole thing is mutter. That it's not called Dabbe Shein Shavu L'chol Nefesh. The first few mandamrim, Rabbi and Rav Yehuda held that even though it's in Paris and people are going to eat the Paris, but it's still Dabbe Shein Shavu L'chol Nefesh. I treat it mamish like mutter. And Rabbi disagrees. Says no. He holds like Shmuel. He holds like the first mandamrim. That since it's you're improving the food, the food is going to smell better, and the guy's going to eat the food. That's called Dabba HaShava L'chol Nefesh. It's not called Dabba Shein HaShava L'chol Nefesh. To improve the food is always called Dabba HaShava L'chol Nefesh. Right, so we spoke about the different shittas. Somehow that you see from Bisra Guma that Kibui is Mutter. So Tzorach L'chol Nefesh, that's our Moshe Paskins to turn on the fire, Mamish, Lehedya. To turn off the, turn it lower.
Make it lower.
Make it lower is Kibui Mamish, Lehedya is Mutter. And the Mishnah Brurah, he said not so. He said you should be choshish for those who say that it's only muta by Bisra Guma because the kibui is done kalach hayad. He puts the steaks directly on top of the coals, and in Mela the coals will become extinguished a little bit. So the whole kibui is a kibui kalach hayad. But to do a kibui lahedya, to do a real mechabed deraisa. Yeah, but the Gemara assumes that it's a psik reisha. The Gemara assumes that it's a psik reisha over here, that the coals that he puts it directly on top of, the juice is going to come out, is going to do kibui. But that's kalacha, yeah, that's not the normal way to do kibui. You take a cup of water and you pour the water around, not that you put the steaks on top and the juice comes out and it does the kibui. So that's kibui kalacha, yeah. So that would matter. Kibui kalacha, yeah, the tzarech hachal nefesh matter. But to do kibui lahedya, the Mishnah Brurah recommends you should avoid, unless you have no brera. Ramosha disagreed. He passed as la'alacha like the other Rishonim. It was a machlok zeh Rishonim. And the Gemara in the end of Shabbos, why is Bisra Gumer Mutar? Here it says it's in Shabbos Kuf Lamed Aleph and Aleph. The Gemara has that. And there there's the Rosh with the Melchames. Had the machlok is why is Bisra Gumer Mutar? Dorash Rav Gvemi Bei Kossel Apischa De Bei Resh Gulusa. An Amoira from that city Bei Kossel was once giving a public shir in front of the home of Pischa de Bei Resh Gulusa, in front of the home of the Resh Gulusa. He said a statement and no one understood what he was talking about. He said Keturah Shori, it's permissible to do Keturah. So the word Keturah can mean Kitor, smoking. The word Keturah can mean to make a knot. So they're not sure exactly what was the legs or the sleeves of women's clothing, Rashi says, they make to the bati shokayim are the legs, or the bati adayim are the sleeves, shol chaluke hanoshim, of women's dresses. And they used to make pleats, I guess, shemekamtem osam. They used to make pleats and they used to press down the pleats and thought that it should look fancy. Shouldn't stum be flat, the whole thing should be all wide. He used to fold it over, make pleats, and that's the way they completed the fancy dress. So the Gemara says, is that what he means, that you're permitted to do that? Well, when does he say you're permitted to do what? On Shabbos, on Yom Tov? Gemara says, even Chalamayit it's awesome. Iktur Abidi, if he's talking about making those kind of knots and those kind of pleats on the begotten, it's not Maisa Umanhu. A Chalamayit, sometimes you're permitted to do Malo. See, this Gemara appears in Moit Kotten Daf Yud. So Chalamayit, you have sometimes had Terim, Tzorach Hamayit, Tzorach Rabin, different things. But if it's my suman, then there's no heter. Then you're not allowed to do it. So the Gemara says, if he's talking, they're not sure exactly what he was talking about, this Keturah Shori. If he's trying to tell me you're allowed to do that on Shabbos and Yom Tov, well, say, so you're not allowed to do a Chalamayit. How can, it's also a Chalamayit. How can he say it's Mutar on Shabbos and Yom Tov? The Ila Ashein, and if it means by Keturah smoke, he's talking about smoking Paris. That you have Paris that are already cooked, they're edible, and now you want to introduce smoke into them. You want to introduce the smoke, the reich from the mugmer, that it should even have a pleasant smell. So Frank Digmo said that you're not allowed to do. So what does he say? We just said, you're not allowed to. So Digmo says, no, that's what you hold, you're not allowed to. And he holds that you are allowed to. This Rav Gvemi, Bei Kossel, we said before, it's a machlokes Rav Shmuel, whether La'ashen Teres is Mutter or Rasa. Mao La'ashen? Digmo says, Rav Asa Shmuel am a Mutter. That's a machlokes Amaraim. He said, this Amaraim, Rabbi Bei Kossel holds that it's Mutter. Machlokes, he has the right to say Mutter. So that's what the Gemara answers. Omle Rav Ashi answers Amemah's questions. Le'olam La'ashen. Davi Abisra Gumre, he holds that it's permissible. Permissible. Even though by Bisra Gumre you do accomplish Moilid Reach, there's a problem on Moilid Reach, but still it's Mutah. So over here also, this is all called Chal Nefesh. Another version of the same story was that, again, the same question. What Rav Gemi Beit Kosel mean? Iktura bidi, if he means to make the pleats and the garments, by Sumani, not even allowed to do it on Chalamoy. How can it be Matan on Shabbos Yom? The Ila Ashen. Also, the Kamolid Reicha. The Gemara before didn't say so much about the Reicha. The Gemara said because of the Mechaba problem, because of the Mechaba that is Dovashen Shabbos Chal Nefesh. So the Gemara says, no, it's Mutter. The Gemara says, Rav Gemi Beit Kosel doesn't agree with you. I'm Rav Ashi. I was the one who told it to Rav Gvemi Beit Kosel. He got it from me. I told him in the name of the one who holds Mutter. Shmuel, I'm a Mutter. I told him that Shmuel holds Mutter. The name of Gavar Rabba. That's his sheet. So there's a machlekes whether La'ash in Paris is Mutter or Rav. Okay. I don't think anybody does it, Bisman. Who does Ish in Paris? Okay. So what do we have again? The Mishnah said we had the previous Mishnah. Yeah, the first Mishnah was on Chof Aleph on the base. Rabbi Gamliel used to be machmer on certain things like the Beis Shammai. We don't accept his three chumras. Then the Mishnah has it used to be mekel on three things on Chof Beis on the base, and the majority opinion didn't accept his kula seed. So the third kula was an issue of this is a big issue. Let's say you have a mitzvah that you're unable to do. Let's take, for example, women want to get together, they want to daven, they want to have a women's prayer group, so they want to have a minyan, so they want to imitate what the men have. First, they want to have kriyas hatar, but the din is you have to have a minyan. A minyan means you have to have 10 men. So they have an imitation kriyas hatar, so they won't say bocha, they won't say kaddish, they won't say the birchas hatorah. Or like Rabbi Riskin suggested when he instituted in his shul, to tell the women that they shouldn't say birchas hatorah in the morning. So when they're about to get an aliyah, so they say Bichas HaTorah now. So it's not that they say Bichas HaTorah for Kriyas HaTorah, they say Bichas HaTorah because it says Shulchan Aruch. If a woman wants to learn, she should say Bichas HaTorah. So you're making an imitation Kriyas HaTorah. You're making an imitation Chazaras HaShat. You tell one woman, all the women should daven Shtil Shmanesi except for one woman, and then she should repeat the Shmanesi Atlat. So she's not making Chazaras HaShat. That's the first time she's saying the Shmanesi. So what are you doing this for? Because the women are unable to have this mitzvah, they can't have Kriyas HaTorah, they can't have the Dvam Shebikdusha, so you want to make them happy. So that's a shaila. Are you permitted to do, when you have a valid reason? The Gemara considers that a valid reason. The Gemara says, Kedei Lasas Nachas Ruach L'Noshim. The Gemara says that the women were unable to do smicha on the korbanos, so the Gemara had a machlokes HaTanan, would we permit the women to do an imitation smicha? Akufa Yadaycha, the real smicha has to be B'chol Koicha Talin on the korban Mishtei Yadayim. So if a woman's going to do that, that's the Gemara said, that's an Issa, that's Avodah B'Kachim, because the women are exempt from Smicha, and if they're going to do it, it'll be an Issa of Avodah B'Kachim. But what about? But the women feel bad that they're lacking that mitzvah. So they want to just have their hands float. Akufi Yedach, Akuf means they want to have their hands float, just to hold their hands on top of the carbon. It gives them a sense of joy. It gives them a sense of belonging, that they're also doing an imitation mitzvah. So the Gemara says that's a consideration to think of, to have Nachas Ruch for the women. Or let's say there's a mitzvah that used to be this mancha besamigdash hayikam. Lama zogin a sphira soima was deraisa, this mancha besamigdash hayikam. This man has said there's no sphira soima deraisa. So does it make sense that we should introduce sphira soima midirabbanon as a zecher? Or let's say chala, Frosh's chala is only in Eretz Yisrael. And today, so many years at the Eden live in Golis already. So does it make sense that we should introduce a mitzvah to the Rabbanon of HaFrashas Chala Zecher to the HaFrashas Chala that used to be years ago in Eretz Yisrael? So sometimes that's a recommendation. Yeah, we should make a Zecher to the mitzvahs that we shouldn't forget them. Or you should make an imitation mitzvah to give Nachas Ruch to the women. But on the other hand, the Tanoim had always a consideration. It may come out of Kilkul. If you're going to do this imitation, it may mislead people into thinking that this is the real McCoy. Yeah, that this is the real McCoy. So the Gemara says, Lamasha, let's say a person doesn't have an esrog, he only has three minim, doesn't have an esrog. So if you tell him this year he can't bash esrog, they may forget that there's a mitzvah of dalim minim. The children, let's say there's some children who just never saw an atilas esrog last year, they were so young. Nothing made a roshim on them. He's a 3-year-old, 4-year-old, and this year he's 5 years old. The last year we never saw the Tilos Lulav. This year you're not going to have the Tilos Lulav. The kid will think no such thing as Dalad Minim. So maybe it pays to take the three minim that you have. Maybe it takes to take a lemon, and have everybody shake without a bracha, make a zecher to the mitzvah of Netilos Dalad Minim, Kadesh Lotish Takach Torah Dalad Minim. So the Gemara says over there, we wouldn't recommend it at all. We would recommend negatively that you shouldn't do it, because nothing b'nei churba, a big kilkel may come out. Next year you may have all kosher Dalad Minim, and they still take a lemon, and the kids will think that you still take a lemon. The kilkel may turn out to be greater than the tikkun. So you have to judge in each case. That was the shaila with the hakel, that the mitzvah, the real hakel. Hakel is the sukkah following Shemitah year. So let's say this coming sukkah, so next year, is a shaila from hakel. So on the level of the raisa, there's no Shemitah. There's no Shemitah there, raisa. All Shemitah is only the rabban, so you can't have hakel menater. So the shaila is, does it pay to make a zechel a hakel? Or should we? Why not? Kadesh lo tishtakach mitzvah hakel. So let's get together in front of the Kaislam Aravi and get the chief rabbi, whatever they should learn from a Sefer Torah. They should learn the parshas that they used to learn. Or should we say, maybe it'll be nothing b'nei churva? What could possibly be nothing b'nei churva? That's a shayla. What could possibly be nothing b'nei churva? So that was an essay that was printed by Rav Kook's first father-in-law. Rabbi Rav Kook, the Aderes, he was married to the Aderes' daughter and they had no children. She died. And then he had the children from the second wife. So his father-in-law moved to Yerushalayim later. He was a Rav Amir and part of his, and then he moved to Yerushalayim. And he was in the Eidah Haredis, in the Badatz. He was the assistant to Rav Shmuel Salant. Shmuel Salant was an old man, and he was getting older, and he said they should take a young man to prepare him to take over. They made a search committee, and they got the Aderis to come. And then he lasted, I think, 2.5 years, and he died. Shmuel Salant went on till the age of 98 or something, 101 or something. He lived on forever. He outlived quite a few years. He outlived his Mamali Mokam. So the Aderis wrote a whole contrast about this. Is there anything wrong with making a Zecha Lahakel? Is there any? He said that's the klal you see from the Gemara. It's a good idea to make imitation mitzvahs whenever the mitzvah may be forgotten and gone. So whenever a woman feels bad, the Gemara says there is such a consideration. But on the other hand, you always have to be careful. Maybe nothing b'nei churva. So he says, what's with the zecha lahakel? Is there a chashash of nothing b'nei churva? So the Aderis writes in his country, zecha lahakel, that's the name. He says they've been doing it for years. The children alone may assure him. So the melamed always used to learn with them a halamayt sukkah. He used to walk over to the Kaisel HaMarav. They all had a chumash dvorim. And they would all mumble all the psukim and made a zecha lahakel. And they went back to Meshurim. They went back to learning chumash and gemara. He says that he never heard that any churva, any kilkel came out. So he can't imagine what can shine zayin over here. What's going to happen over here? What do they have? The Rosh HaMemshalah would sometimes read, or the president of the Medina, after Hakam Sandin, president of the Medina would read. So someone thought that he's the Melech. No one thought that the Rosh HaMemshalah. Someone may think that he's religious. Not a chance, no? And if they think he's religious, what's the Mitzar from Dominion? He won't daven. He won't want to daven. He won't know which way to hold the city. So what could be the Nothing B'nei Churva already? What's going to happen already? So that's what he writes. He doesn't see what's Nothing B'nei Churva. And for some reason or another, the Chazon Ish didn't like it. So they say that in the collection of the letters, the Kovetz Igros Chazon Ish, after he passed away. So they printed a lot of letters, and then they printed other things. That he had the copy of the Zecha Lahakel by the Aderis, by the father-in-law of Rav Kook. So he wrote down on the Shar Blad, Shalom Lismach ala Sefer Azeh. People don't exactly understand what's the Shalom Lismach. That's why next Sukkot, when you go to Yerushalayim, when you be there by the Zecha Lahakel, a lot of people will not go to the Zecha Lahakel because they know the Chazon Ish was opposed. The Chazon Ish was opposed, so all the other Yeshivas are all opposed. What exactly was he opposed? What's wrong? Aderis wrote, well, nothing ever happened. No kilkel ever happened. What's Kanshin Zayin? I don't know. And with the women, that's a machlekes hatanoim. Is there a chashash of nafik b'nei churva? So some tanoim say we don't allow the women to make an imitation smicha because we're afraid they may come to do a smicha b'chol koicham, which will be an isa deraisa because they're not mechuyif to do a smicha. So if they'll do a smicha b'chol koicham, it'll come out to be a kilkul. So that's a machlekes hatanoim with a noshim samchas v'shus anan. Here. Duchen, that's a din. You have to duchen every day. Yeah. They get everybody to come.
Huh? But that's just fun.
It's nice. It's not a zeichet to anything. No. Stam, a little achdus. To get everybody together. Yeah.
Where was the hakka place? Is it the proper place outside of the...
No, it was inside. It used to be in on the Harabai, not outside. But yes, the Kaisel Maravi is the Kaisel of the Harabai, so we always stand on the outside. They used to have it inside. That maybe the Beis Hamikdash will be built, and then next year they'll do the Hakel on the outside. Maybe, could be, maybe. So that's what the Adera says, but they've been doing it for years. The Malamdim always took the children there. No one was ever concerned. They always made a Zeche LaHakol. So what changed? Just because it's going to be more publicized. They're going to advertise it to the newspapers. I don't know. Anyway, so that's the Machlokes HaTanoim over here. After the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, they lived way after. After the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so there is no Korban Pesach. So they wanted to make a Zeche LaKorban Pesach. So Rabbi Gamliel had a practice. Osim Gedim Mekulos. When they would broil, they... In the days of the Mishnah, Mokum Shinogu, the Mishnah records two minhagim. Some places had the minig bedavki to have tzli, bedavki to eat broiled flesh on Pesach night, zechel amigdash, because the Pesach had an echel ala tzli. And some places had the minig bedavki not to eat tzli, that nobody should think that you're eating kachim achutz, eating karbonis outside of Beis HaMikdash. But the Mishnah says there am sochem, but this, they all had the minig, you don't eat tzli, rosh al krov al kirboy. That for sure you don't do. That's called the gedim akulas. The broiled, the flesh bizmanazeh, in the same way they used to broil the entire animal all together in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, where they did to the Korban Pesach, that for sure you're not allowed to do. So Rabbi Gamliel used to do that. He wanted to have a zeichel HaMikdash, and he did a gedim makulos. So they told him, no, that's nafik b'nei churba. You have to be careful. Zeichel HaMikdash is a valid consideration, but you have to have, on the other hand, you have to balance it out with the other consideration. Is there a chashash of nafik b'nei churba or not? So whenever there's no chashash, so go ahead. So make a zechel amigdash. Whenever there's a concern, make any imitation mitzvah. Not only zechel amigdash, you can make a zechel sfira soima. What can zayin a mistake? By we tell sfira soima as manas amid the rabbanim. Why zechel amigdash? Because the chachamim felt what can come out, what kill can possibly happen. So they'll bring the mincha soima. So the sfira soima be deraisa. So wonderful. So we'll have 2,000 years of practice. We'll know how to do sfira soima.
Right.
Right. Because we say it's his opinion. Mm-hmm. We say it's Hillel's opinion, and we say if there would be a Beis HaMikdash, we wouldn't do it. Okay. The Rambam Grada Paskins, it's optional. If you want, you can do the Rambam Paskins. If you want, you can eat the Korban Pesach. You can eat the matzah and the maror together. If you want, you can eat separate. It's optional. Yeah. Taisus says not so. Taisus says that if you are pasuk like the chachamim, it's not optional. You have to davki eat separately, and this is a zeichel amigdash, even though we don't accept Hillel's opinion. Right. So the Gemara over here has the brisa in connection with this mission that we really don't hold like Rabbi Gamliel here. We are concerned that this is too much of a zeicher, and this is going to be a chashash of nafik b'nei churban. Right. Yeah, how are you supposed to eat the Korban Pesach? So there were three shitas. One version was you must eat them together. One version is you must eat them separately. And then the Rambam understood the version is optional. If you want, you can eat together. If you want, you can eat separately. And then there's a further machlokes. The Rambam in the ganze Welt, you must eat them. What's the them? So everybody else says all three: Pesach, Matzah, Umaror. And the Rambam's version is no. Matzah and Maror. No one ate the Korban Pesach with anything else. Korban Pesach was always eaten separately. Yeah. But the Matzah and the Maror, that's the machlokes. Whether you eat the Matzah and the Maror together, or you eat the Matzah and Maror dafke separately, or it's optional to eat together or separately.
But today when we eat Matzah and Maror, we're actually being according to the Rambam.
According to the Rambam, yeah. That all you do is Matzah and Maror together. Right. We have no choice. There is no Korban Pesach. What are you going to stick in a piece of flesh? You want to stick in a piece of flesh, it'll be really nothing to make over. Someone will really think that it's a Korban Pesach. That for sure we shouldn't do. That's the problem with the women's prayer groups. That's the problem. That's what all the Rabbanim say. The way Ms. Karebu is not that we have a chashash and another 60 years it'll be nothing Menei Chuvah. Not another 60 years. It was already nothing Menei Chuvah. Every single women's prayer group, they say brachas levatola because they don't know all the kunsin. They don't all keep in mind they shouldn't say the brach in the morning and you say the brach over here and you shouldn't daven tefillah balach, you should daven out loud. Every single one, they make some mistake or another. Or they'll say a kaddish, or they'll say a bochur. So it's already nothing Menei Chuvah. It's already nofak. That's the story that they tell her. Avelvela Soloveitchik once made a comment. He says, my father Abchaim had such a power of analysis, he could tell you on a political situation, if you go one direction, what will happen in another 60 years, go in another direction, what will happen in another 60 years. He says, I don't have that insight. I can't figure out so far ahead. But he paused for a moment, then he said, but I think I have a mile over the other contemporary Rabbanim. At least I see what's under my nose. The others don't even see. It's not Hashashi talking about women's prayer group. Ken Zayin Avaitlefike Hashashi in another 60 years. Not another 60 years. What are they doing until now? It's Kvad Nothik Benechu. They already said Brachas Levatola. They already saying Kaddish. They're already saying Kedusha. They're already doing things wrong. So you're gonna encourage them to make a women's prayer group to do more of errors, to make more mistakes. Every single one makes mistakes. That's one of the reasons why Rav Soloveitchik was opposed. He had quite a few reasons. The other reason was because almost all of these prayer groups were started by women who came from conservative backgrounds. So they're itching to have women by the conservatives. There was a time they didn't have a minyan in shul. They weren't so interested in giving the women equal rights. They need a minyan in order to say davening. There are a lot of shuls, conservative singers. They didn't have a minyan, so they gave up sack that the women are served to the minyan also. So a lot of these women's prayer groups started by almost all of them started from women who came from conservative backgrounds. Either they used to daven in conservative synagogues and then they made a breakaway minyan, or women who went to the theological seminary, took course in theological seminary, they wanted to have like their minig that they have there in the theological seminary, they mitzarf women to the minyan. So that's another prohibition. The Mishnah says in Chulin, Kadesh Shalom Lachakos Asaminim. Just like there's a din of chukasakim, you're not allowed to imitate things that the goyim, the of the Avodah Zarah, do. The Mishnah says you're not allowed to imitate things that the Yiddish Apikursim do. Shalom Lachakos Asaminim. It's just at a bris this morning. So the Moyol was saying the Mishaberach for the baby. So he says the baby's name, Ben, the father and the mother. That's a shtick from the conservatives. The father and the mother, they write Niksuba. The chassan's name, Ben, the father and the mother. They write the kala's name, Bas, the father and the mother. That's conservative shtick. I remember a few years ago, Rabbi Liam was at a wedding. It was a relative of his. He had no berries at the wedding. So, so I walked in just as he was, by the chassan's tish, he was reading the Niksuba to make sure it was already written. Someone else had the handwritten. In calligraphy, they had written the ksuba. So he was reading the ksuba to make sure it's okay. So all of a sudden he sees that it says Ben, the father's name and the mother's name, and Bas, the father's name and the mother's name. So he wanted to, he was so incensed, he wanted to say something. But he couldn't, these were all relatives of his. So I was sitting opposite him, so he says in Yiddish, Sie haben geschrieben, Punkt wie sie schreiben. he wanted to say, Punkt wie sie conservative. He didn't want to say, so he said, geschrieben, Punkt wie sie schreiben. He was so incensed. When people ask me, I say, Rabbi Liam holds that it's awesome. People said, Rabbi Soloveitchik said, you should write. Ridiculous. Rabbi Liam holds it's awesome. What? Rabbi Soloveitchik said, you should write the mother's name. I never heard. It's ridiculous. There's nothing wrong, there's nothing wrong writing the mother's name, but this is a conservative shtick. Anyway, so the Gemara quotes over here that this is a problem of Vasile de Kilka, Tai Rabbi Yossi Yemer. They wanted to make a zechel amigdosh, so they used to broil the carbon pesach all together. So the Tanaim sent him a message. They were very opposed to this practice because of the chashash nafik minei churva. Said, if not for the fact that you're such a prominent tzaddik, ilmali ilu lav tudis atof, not for the fact that you are the famous tudis at tzaddik, because ranu alecha nida, we would put you in cherem shatamachlis bnei yisrael kotshim machutz. You're causing the people to violate such a serious avera. End quotation. In fact, the Gemara, kachim machutz. What kind of kachim machutz? He just made a zechel amigdash. Gemara says, no. Eim akein kachim machutz. It's a nafik minei churvo. That's the chashash. You have to always weigh and measure that. You have to balance out the two considerations. You want to make a zechel amigdash kadesh shalot tishtakach the mitzvah. But on the other hand, you want to make sure that it won't be nafik minei churvo. That's why the Gemara has a din. that you shouldn't even say basa zela Pesach, because it sounds, even though you mean for Yontif, because it sounds like you mean it's for the Korban Pesach, you should say basa zela Chaga Pesach, basa zela Yontif Pesach, but you shouldn't say basa zela Pesach.
Even
No, after the Migdash, after the Churban Abayis, in the days of the Tanaim, after the Churban, he wanted to make a Zechel Migdash. That's why we discussed, that's why there's a problem by Machtz HaShekel. The Goyim instituted Machtz HaShekel, Bizman HaZeh, well, how can you have Machtz HaShekel? Machtz HaShekel goes for the Beis HaMikdash. Well, how do we have a meeting on Tainus Esther, you give Machtz HaShekel? So the Goyim Bavel were opposed, the Goyim Eretz Yisrael, the Goyim were the presidents of the yeshivas, they had to do fundraising. So they had to come up with a new gimmick every year. Tanai Yizach, all the yeshivas were always in the red. So how are they going to raise money? So the Goyim Eretz Yisrael came up with a design file, tell them to give Machtz HaShekel, a zecher to the Machtz HaShekel. So the Goyim Bavel said, what kind of shtick Machtz HaShekel? The Mishnah says, you're not allowed to be mafish Machtz HaShekel, this man is it. It's kodshim. The money can only be, you can't use the money for yeshiva. Mafish Machtz HaShekel, it becomes kodesh, you have to use it for karbonas tibur. And there are no karbonas tibur, you have to throw it into the Yam HaMelech. So what kind of business is that? So the Goyim Bavel said, the Goyim Eretz Yisrael who introduced it said, they have a tradition that the din is like the Yerushalmi. They lived in Eretz Yisrael. So that tradition, we don't have any Bavli and Shkolim. We just have Mishnayis. So Mishnayis, nothing is quoted on this. The last Mishnah in Shkolim says, one is Mafish Machtz HaShekel, Bizman HaZeh, it's Kodesh, and you're stuck. And you're not allowed to use it with anything, you have to throw the money into the Yam HaMelech. But the Yerushalmi quotes another version of Rav Shimon's Shita. Rav Shimon is quoted in the Mishnah saying that one is Mafish Bikurim, Bizman HaZeh, is just not Chal, at all. The Tanoim say, the Tanakhama says, Mafish Bikurim Mizman HaZeh, it's Chal, and there's no way for it to be Muta Bachila, because Bikurim, you have to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, V'hi Nachta L'fnei Hashem Lokech, you have to put it on the floor, you take the basket, and you put the basket on the floor, Hanochas Me'akevis, all the other things are not Me'akevis, Hanochas Me'akevis, and if you didn't do the Hanoch on the floor, the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohanim are not permitted to eat the Bikurim. So the Mishnah says, if you Mafish Bikurim Mizman HaZeh, you're stuck, because you can't do the Hanoch on the Beis HaMikdash, and the Kohanim can't eat it. So you have to let it rot away. And it says, if you mafish Machtz HaShekel, it's chal, it's nitfas, it's kodesh, and you can't use it for anything. You have to throw the money into the Yam HaMelech because it's hegdish. Then the Mishnah quotes Rav Shimon disagrees by the Bikurim, because the Pasuk says, in Mishpat, Mireish is Bikur HaMoschel Tovi Beis HaShem Alakecha. So the Mashmoy says, Bizman Dika Beis HaMikdash. Bizman Deleke Beis HaMikdash, can such stelnach and cup and scream from today to next year, Bikurim, Bikurim, it's not chal. So there's nothing, there's no problem. That's all it says in the Mishnah. So the Yerushalmi has a brisa. The Reb Shimon even disagrees by Machtz HaShekel also. So the Goyim in Eretz Yisrael say we have a tradition that the din is like the brisa that's quoted in the Yerushalmi. So the Goyim Bavel said we never heard of it. There's Avnish Ken Yerushalmi. We never heard of this story. And Kabbalah he the Kabbalah. If you say you have a Kabbalah mechatesa, but they weren't so keen about it. So that's why the Ramah quotes from the Maharil that when you give the Machtz HaShekel, it should say Zecher the Machtz HaShekel. Everybody should say Zecher. Because we say Machtz HaShekel, maybe it really means Machtz HaShekel, and then it's nearer to Magdash Kach Machus, like Basazel Pesach. Basazel Pesach, he doesn't mean Pesach, he doesn't mean Korban Pesach, he means Chaga Pesach. And nonetheless, the Gemara says you shouldn't say Basazel Pesach. Kalbachayim, Machtz HaShekel? Machtz HaShekel is only one thing. Machtz HaShekel means Hegdish. So you shouldn't say Machtz HaShekel. Say Zechel Machtz HaShekel.
Maybe it's not Machtz HaShekel altogether. Because if it is referred to as the old shekel, to get the Machtz HaShekel, so it is something. You have given a dollar or even a silver dollar, that's not Machtz HaShekel, in terms of value.
Yeah, usually it's a point to pick up.
Probably more. It's more than Machtz HaShekel.
It is more.
I think so. I think the 192 prutas in a shekel. I'm not mistaken. Kuvtai based prutas. Is that correct? Something like that.
36
could be even more. I don't know. I have to look in the Gemara. Okay, so this is the problem. Whenever you have a zecher, a mitzvah, that's a zecher, you have to balance it out to make sure that there won't be nothing in a kurva. That is the problem. And today, one of the many, many problems. Got a lot of problems. And today, Sedra, the Chumash tells the way Yitzchok Avinu gave instructions to his son Yankiv that he shouldn't marry the Bnei Sa'aretz, he should marry a girl from the family with Yichus. So he went to Padan Aram to marry. So it says that the Esav heard Vayares and Kiroz Menes Kinnam Beinah Yitzchak Aviv. He was not happy with the girls, so he went and he also married a cousin from the other side. Yitzchak was Yankov was sent to marry to Padnaram to marry from the mother's side. He said the father's side is better, bigger yichus. So he went and he married his cousin, my brachas bas Ishmael ben Avram. So that's not the kind of yichus that Avram Avinu was interested in for his son Yitzchak. That nor is that the kind of yichus that Yitzchak was interested for Yaakov. They were interested. The Drasha Saran explains they were interested from their family. They were edel and mentioned. They had midas tovus. They went over in the genes. Even though they were apikursim, they thought they can educate them. They'll explain them about monotheism, about Shabbos and Kashrus and Taras HaMishpacha, and there's what to work on. But these people in Bereis HaAretz, they were moshchosim in midas. So over here, this wouldn't accomplish anything. He's going to marry Yishmael's daughter. But that's what he did. He went to Keilu, he's doing the same thing. So it comes out that Esav was a son-in-law of Yishmael. Recently, after Pesach, we said in the yeshiva, they say the Slichas on Bahav. I don't think there are too many people fasting. So they say the Slichas in the Slichas for the third Tainus of Bahav. One of the last Slichas, we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kalei Seir Vechosno. He should wipe out Esav with his Shver. The Shver is Yishmael. And then it says, V'ola Letzio Moshim. When you wipe out the Arabs, Yishmael is the Arabs, and Esav is the Christians. That's that they had up as a tradition. There are a lot of Rishonim have midrashim like that. That there's going to be big tzaras in the Arabs before Mashiach comes. When we'll be over that hurdle, then it'll be the Olah Letzion Mashiach. So that's what in Eretz Yisrael they're all praying for that.
Is it